So another issue that we got into that you've been very involved with is later line therapy, and particularly the issue of regorafenib and TAS 102. And interesting, I guess you and Tony Saab presented these data in January. You started 80 milligrams. Can you talk about why you do that and the data that you presented earlier this year?
Yeah, so we had early data, of course, Mayo Clinic being the largest participant in the CORRECT study, you know, which led to the approval of regorafenib. What struck me in my patients, it was a blinded study, but it was easy to see who received regorafenib and who received placebo, because patients really within the first 2 weeks developed serious side effects, in particular hand-foot skin reaction, you know, the inflammatory reaction mainly affecting patients' feet with blisters and inability to walk, then profound fatigue, dysphonia. So patients really noticed their treatment. And what struck me, particularly with the skin reaction, was it is different than capecitabine. Capecitabine is something, you know, hand-foot syndrome, where we know, okay, the longer we treat, you know, the symptoms come over time, and it's not as severe. There's not this inflammatory response. Now, with regorafenib, the skin reaction, this hand-foot skin reaction comes very early on and really covers the first 2 weeks. And I was worried about, you know, patients starting with a full dose and then telling physicians, I can't tolerate this treatment within the first week, and then never having a chance to really see whether the drug works. Because if you only treat patients for a week, you'll never see whether this agent works. So in order to keep patients on the treatment, I thought it would be more important to start with a lower dose, really get, you know, cover the first 1 or 2 weeks, start with half the dose, 80 milligrams instead of 120 per day, and then see how patients tolerate the dose with dose escalation week by week by week. And very importantly, really contact patients, really review with them toxicities on a weekly basis. This is something we did not do in the initial CORRECT study. Patients came back after 2 weeks. We left them alone for 2 weeks, and they came back with significant side effects, which really kind of led to, you know, a lot of toxicities that I personally saw in my patients. So the strategy of using 80 milligrams per day for the first week, then 120 milligrams, then 160 milligrams, came out of the observation early toxicities, and we need to touch base with the patient at least on a weekly basis to really talk about what's the optimal dose.